It's all adventure, it's all overland, it's all the time with your host, Mike Russell.
Good afternoon. It's me again, and I'm back with Northwest Overlander. It's been a week or two, I think, since I talked to you last, mostly because I've been busy. I try to do one a week, but in this particular case, I was very busy, and life sort of gets in the way, but nonetheless, I wanted to record another episode. And this one, I'm going to talk mostly about my camp kitchen that I have in my 4Runner, and hopefully help anybody who's thinking about putting together a kitchen, maybe through some of the trial and error that I've had, and failures and successes, that maybe you won't have to spend money two and three times like I did when I put together my camp kitchen or overlanding kitchen for my vehicle. Initially, I guess I should probably tell you about sort of the gear that I have. So on my 4Runner, I set it up so that I have basically a swing out gate or a swing out bumper, and on that I have my propane tank fixed to that, and then I just run a line down to where I keep my camp stove, which is on the swing out portion of it. There's a tip down table that I set my stove on. Kind of keeps it out of the way, keeps, for the most part, keeps the smoke and anything, the cooking smells, from going into the vehicle. They tend to go outside into the air and that kind of thing. So, but I also wanted to keep it close to all my supplies, so all the food, close to the refrigerator, close to the pantry, close to everything that I need, you know, the cookware and that kind of thing. So, through that process, I guess when I started with my Jeep Cherokee, I sort of began with a more, I guess, more traditional one where I'd pull out a table and I'd set it out and then I'd lay everything out on the table. And so I kind of end up having things scattered all over. Well, with the addition of the 4Runner, I kind of tried to simplify things and keep stuff, I guess, in its place, for lack of better, so that I could get it as I need it, sort of like you would do in your kitchen at home. You have your stove in one place, you go over to the refrigerator, grab a few supplies, you have an area where you cut vegetables or cut meat or things like that, you have an area where you keep your silverware, have an area where you keep your dishes, cleaning area, that kind of thing. So really, it's no different in my mind. I just sort of downsized it and streamlined it for an overlanding application in the back of my vehicle. So when I started out, I had, like I said, the tables and things that I would set out and have things scattered about. One of the things I started with was the old traditional Coleman camp stove, which, you know, certainly not trying to disparage what anybody has or Coleman or anybody like that, but over time I discovered that the Coleman was less than what I needed. I mean, I struggled to boil water in a timely fashion. I struggled to really get hot enough to cook things like maybe you would at home on your stove. And so, trying to find a better widget, I started doing a little bit of looking around, and I came across the Camp Chef Summit, I believe it is. And it's a two-burner camp stove. Looked fine, and I had great experiences with Camp Chef on their larger stoves and smokers and that kind of thing. But I was disappointed, to say the least, when I got the Camp Chef in hopes of replacing the Coleman and doing a better job. I could boil water, I could kind of cook, I guess, more like I do at home. So, come to find out, this thing was less than effective, and I struggled with it. I was irritated with it, and finally I think I just had enough. And I don't know about you, but spending money on something that you think is going to work out and it doesn't is frustrating. And on top of it, you buy something two or three times trying to do better than the last time. Pretty soon you've spent far more than you should, or more than you could have if you would have just bought the good stuff right out of the gate. So did a little research, talked to a few people, ran into some folks at a couple of events, and discovered Partner Steel, which is a company, I believe they're out of Oregon. And my understanding is, and the story I was told, was that they sort of were developed out of necessity for the fishing guide community, and that they, like the jet boat guides and maybe even the drift boat people and that kind of thing, where they had a portable yet durable and effective way to cook while they were on the river and to feed their clients. And somehow this adapted into the overland community. And for those of you who have not seen Partner Steel, or what they call Cook Partner Stoves, they are about as nice a piece of equipment as you can get. So imagine a Coleman or the Camp Chef on steroids. So rather than being really tinny and kind of just stamped aluminum or stainless steel or what have you, these are like thick, high-grade aluminum, welded, seamed, ultra-durable cook stoves. And then in terms of the burners, then they added some sort of high-level, you know, higher-level burner that puts out far more BTUs than the other ones that I talked about. Some of the things that I really liked about them, one again, was the welding and stuff. Previously, I had a custom drift boat built for steelhead fishing and a jet boat. And one of the things I appreciated about the North River that I had was that there was such attention to detail that the welds were so nice. And you could see a lot of the similarities in the build quality on the Cook Partner or the Partner Steel stoves that you saw in these high-end boats. And I mean, if you've ever been around drift boats and jet boats, they're built to bounce off of rocks and run up rivers and, you know, not have holes punched in them, slide across gravel bars, things like that. So again, translating that experience in drift boats and jet boats into what I saw in this product, I thought, you know, this is at least worth a try. I can't do any worse than I'm already doing. The price point's a bit high, but some of the features that I really liked too is that they had, not only did they have the high BTU burners, but they had controls that were recessed so that when you close this thing up, it's basically just an aluminum suitcase with nothing exposed, nothing that can hit on anything and get broken, that kind of thing. So, and all about the same size. I think I have the 22-inch two burner. And again, they're a little bit pricey, but if you factor in that I spent roughly $150 on each of the previous stoves that didn't work, that's about what I spent on this Cook Partner had I bought it the first time. You know, sometimes you can't afford to save money. That's what my dad used to say. And this really rang true in this, because I really couldn't afford to go on the cheap, but I didn't know. And so that's kind of why I thought this would be an interesting topic, you know, share some of my experiences in hopes that, you know, maybe I'll catch somebody before they buy something. And, you know, if budget's a big thing, which it is for a lot of people, then I am certainly not telling you to spend top dollar on a Cook Partner stove. But I will tell you that if you do take the plunge and you spend the extra money, you will be nothing but satisfied. It is the best portable cook stove that I'm aware of manufactured, bar none. So fast forward after all that mess of my transition to there, that's the device or the item that sits on that swing out table. And then I plumb my gas line directly to this little, I think it's a 2-pound propane tank that sits on the back of it that's always with me. Again, ultra convenient. And I cook from there. I've got a light that the guys at CBI built. It's got a telescoping light. I call it a galley light. Excuse me. And so I can sit back there and cook in all conditions and that kind of thing. So moving forward into the back of the vehicle, on the right side, I have my Dometic refrigerator where I keep all the stuff. It's an insulated refrigerator, easily accessible. Again, kind of that smarter, not harder. Everything's right there and available. To the left of the refrigerator, I have a Rigid brand. It's called a portable modular toolbox. And this was just an adaptation from the tool world. It's their toolbox system that Lowe's or Home Depot has that you can, I want to say it's Lowe's, I could be wrong, but you can pick and choose the parts of the box that you want. So imagine like Pelican cases. The brand Pelican has these small cases. They're for cameras and that sort of thing. Well, Rigid makes similar cases like that. And they have little divider boxes or little containers inside that to further divide up that box. So it has a airtight, dust-tight gasket in it and heavy latches. So you can pick those. I have two of those. And in one of them, I keep things like condiments, you know, packets of hot sauce, packets of ketchup, mustard, mayo. So it's kind of like my little pantry that I can grab. So I just unlatch it. I know that it's protected. You keep the dust out of it. I can grab that. In the second one, below that, I have another one of those that I keep a lot of my miscellaneous electronic type stuff, you know, cords, charging cords, flashlights, Velcro type zip ties, kind of little things that I would use during setup or during camp and then I can easily get a hold of. And then below that is almost like a milk crate of sorts, but it's a toolbox. So it's a big bin with a lift-off lid. And it's just a big void. So I put cast iron pans. I put all my heavy stuff. I put scrubbing stuff. I put gas lines, the propane gas line, that kind of thing. And then you put the lid on it. And on the bottom of that, there are two wheels and a telescoping handle. So when I take the two other bins, I stack them on top of that main bin. They all link together with little handles that latch them together so they can't slide off. So now you have this linked system that can sit in the back like a big drawer system. And again, budgets being what they are, came about out of necessity because I don't know about you, but I can't, as much as I'd like to, I cannot afford a Goose Gear drawer system at this time. I mean, it's horrendously expensive. I mean, top notch, don't get me wrong. Every year I see it, I covet the idea of having a drawer system. I've even looked at other brands, but Goose Gear is, in my mind, they're kind of the only game in town if you really want the fit and finish and the detail, I guess, the workmanship. But again, you pay for it, and right now I can't really justify that expense. I think to put a the big drawer, a sliding refrigerator pull out, and a side drawer with a couple of smaller drawers in it. I want to say it would cost me somewhere in the vicinity of $3,500 just to put a drawer system in the back. So as you can imagine, I opted to do something different and just adapt what I had in an inexpensive way. So by going to this rigid, the nice part about this is it cost me somewhere in the vicinity of $100 to get two bins that I can divide up and put all kinds of different things in, and the large bin that has wheels versus $3,500. And I just, you know, for now I consider that roughing it, I guess. The other nice thing about that that's unique that I wouldn't get with the goose gear is that I can take these things out by myself. I can roll them into the shop and store them when I'm not camping along with my refrigerator, and then I get back all that original factory cargo area that I have in the 4Runner, which is phenomenal. So that is a plus of not doing the goose gear. So let's see. What else do I have back there? I have my tire table. I have the table. I'm not sure if I'm recalling the brand exactly, but it's the small outdoor tables that hang off your wheel, the ones you can move around. So I picked one of those up several years ago when that company was fairly new. And that becomes sort of my wife and I, our little dining table outside, a romantic little camping dining table outside the kitchen area. I also have the Rago Fabrication side racks that go on the rear windows, and on those I hang different tools and amenities either that I use for the camping experience or for the kitchen on there. Again, trying to make everything readily accessible and utilize as much space as I can. Additionally, I have the Wrangler cargo nets that comes back, and on that I keep, you know, the chairs that we sit on. I keep a wash basin up there, just a lot of little accessories when I'm not hunting, or when we're just camping. Hunting season, that becomes a storage area for my bow and rain gear and that kind of thing, but primarily like the wash basin for cleaning up dishes afterwards, one of those collapsible wash basins. Let's see, what else is back there that would be significant? Probably cutting boards, extra lighting equipment. I have a hanging bag organizer that hangs off of my Rago Fabrications side racks that has different various pockets in it where I keep, you know, knives, forks, spoons in the metal. In the metal type, any of the plastic spoons and forks, I put those in one of the rigid boxes. So a lot of the dishes, I have collapsible, what do they call them? Sita Summit, I think is the brand. But I have some of those kind of collapsible cookware / dishes and cups and things. So those all kind of fit in there. Again, for those of you who have gone out and tried to go from, say, maybe an RV where you had big full-size chairs and dishes and things like that, when you start going to collapsible space saver type anything like the overlanding world, you end up paying 3 and 4 times what you would have paid. But you're paying for the convenience. So I can't say this enough. I'm certainly not advocating spending big money, but there's a certain value in having, ease at which you camp, you know, convenience in space savings, convenience in use, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's how I justify it in my mind anyway. I get razzed by my wife because she says, oh, well, yeah, of course you needed it. I can talk myself into just about anything, justifying the expense you know, I may have to wait to get it, or, you know, save a little bit, not hold a little bit of money on the side, but I can justify most of my purchases in my mind anyway. She doesn't always agree, but let's see. So we talked about the wash basin. Oh, the other new addition is a 5-gallon, let me see if I can look it up. I think it's called Life Water Tank or something like that. But it's a 5-gallon tank that that holds your water, but in the cap it holds a filter, and it'll filter. I think I talked about this on one of my other podcasts, but it'll filter up to like 5,200 gallons of water. But I mean, if I get 5 gallons in there, then I can pressurize it. It has a pump on it, and so you pressurize it, and then you can pump water. And so as it pumps the water, it pushes it through the filter, and so you have filtered water readily accessible. It just slides in there. Again, I don't have like a permanent tank in the vehicle like some folks do. I think the flexibility of having it in there or not having it in there, having that weight removed, not having the expense of plumbing a permanent water tank, things like that, outweigh the inconvenience of it just being a small 5-gallon. But it's slick. I mean, if you're a prepper, if you're an overlander, if you're somebody like that, that's a slick piece of equipment to have. But anyway, clean, drinkable water, regardless almost of the supply that I can put in there. And with respect to the actual cooking, I mean, I keep a lot of, we will, if we know we're going on a long trip and we do a little bit of planning, we'll do a little pre-cooked things, which makes it very convenient. So pre-cooked things like taco meat, or maybe pre-cook some chicken that we know that we're going to put on a salad or something like that. So save some of the cooking time. That's some of our strategies for making life convenient. Sometimes that's not always the case, so you just have to cook, and that's where the quality stove comes in handy. I should back up too, as part of kind of a redundant thing and a way to cook maybe smaller if I don't want to pull out that big one. I also have a jet boil, so I can do, you know, if I'm solo, sometimes Mountain House or some freeze-dried food is a maybe not necessarily better, but a way for me to go being lazy and, you know, by myself. I don't have to put on a big spread or feel like I need to do such a big deal when it's just me. So having that redundant system is kind of nice as well. The side dishes usually bring things like dehydrated or some of the freeze-dried side dishes, or some of the basic side dishes that you get, the inexpensive stuff that you get at the grocery store. It doesn't have to be like a overlanding backpacker type stuff, because we all know that's not always cost effective. But just go to the store and get basic. I mean, if you're not bothered by, you know, potatoes, you know, butter bud type potatoes, you could get those. You could get some of the little packets of the rice, you know, the just add water type rice dishes that are, or noodle dishes that are flavored. I think those are pretty good. If you have a good, spend your time on the protein, the nice, you know, good piece of fish or a steak or something like that, and season it and make it taste really good. A side dish of salad and maybe one of those quickie noodle dishes, it actually turns out pretty good. And I'm not ashamed to say that I think they taste pretty good. I don't really have sophisticated taste buds, maybe like some people, but I don't know. I'd encourage you to think about that. And the other part of that is it's a weight savings. Anything that those freeze-dried or dehydrated or those type of foods, if you can use those in place of like canned foods, things like that, you're going to be far better off. You can easier to pack, not so much weight in the car, not a lot of weight shifting, that kind of thing. And of course, the other piece of it is less trash too. You know, I'd much rather have a pouch from some rice dish that I can ball up and throw in the trasheroo than a bunch of aluminum cans and things like that, or, you know, soup cans or whatnot. So, I think that's the majority of the kitchen items. I mean, everything that I do, I've been trying to, as I've said before, make as convenient. And my hope by giving you some of this information is that you don't end up spending unneeded money on things that aren't going to work. I would steer clear of the Camp Chef little summit stoves. I think they work just fine for the occasional, you know, you're going to go somewhere and you need to heat something small. But if you really want to go camping, enjoy cooking, and get it done in a timely manner and do it right, I say, if you can, bite the bullet and get one of those cook partner stoves or something similar. And I'd be really interested to know, and I haven't been getting a whole lot of feedback. Occasionally I'll get somebody that will message me, but if you have something out there and I missed something that I didn't know about, you know, if there's something better than the cook partner or equal to but less expensive, please share that with me, because then I can tell other people about it. I'm just advocating for the things that I've tried, sharing the things that I've screwed up on, and hopefully make things a little bit easier for you, and hopefully at the end of the day maybe save you some money. So again, this is all about information sharing so that things go easier for you, and hopefully in return I get information from you folks that make it easier for me, because Lord knows there's a lot of products out there and they don't always stand up to the tests that you put them through. And that goes for, doesn't matter if you're talking about rooftop tents to, you know, tires to what have you, vehicles. I almost got the feeling as I started this whole podcast out, when I started talking about stuff, I kind of almost felt like I was talking about, at least in terms of the 4Runner, I was talking about a vehicle that was, everything was kind of like expensive, you know, if it was the suspension or the wheels or the rooftop tent or that kind of thing. And I just keep feeling like I need to reiterate that I started very basic with an old Jeep XJ with very limited equipment, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be the high dollar stuff. It's just that sometimes you pay for, you get what you pay for. So I'm not advocating spending unneeded dollars, just wise dollars. And so I don't ever want to give the impression that all I'm doing is buying the top end stuff. I just know what I've screwed up on and thought I could get by with that turned out to be bunk. So anyway, I hope that this was somewhat informative. I hope that any of you that are thinking about buying new equipment might have got a little piece of this that they can use and that will benefit them. I think the big takeaway here for today is probably the stove, and for sure that rigid box. I tell you guys, go, if you don't already have an organization system, you know, the front runner boxes, the Wolf boxes, great product, stackable, everything. But the one thing I didn't like about those was that if I had something on the in the bottom bin, I had to lift all the other bins out of there and to get to the bottom one. This rigid system, because they're linked, they all stay closed. If you want to get to the bottom of one, you just unlatch that. Everything else lifts up above it. So anyway, I could go on and on about that. Check it out if you don't have an organization system. If you have the money, go with Goose Gear or the Dobinson drawer system. But if you're on a budget, look at the rigid stuff. It is the bomb. I appreciate your time. I thank you very much for listening to me. I would ask that you subscribe and share this with your friends and give me some feedback. Let me know that, one, you're listening, and two, that you're engaged and you have, if we have dialogue, one, I can make a better podcast, and two, I can learn something from you, hopefully. But I just want everybody to go out there, as I've said before, and enjoy overlanding, get outside, stack up memories for you, your spouse, your girlfriend, your family, whoever it is. Just get out there and enjoy. Thanks for listening, and I will hopefully talk to you this next week. Take care.